This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in West Asia. The strikes came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign against Iran to defend the American people and protect its core national security interests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message addressed to the nation, also confirmed a joint military operation dubbed Operation Lion's Roar against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed an existing potential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital, Tehran. The strike took place near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Meanwhile, Iranian media reported death of 57 students, while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on girls' elementary school in Minab, in Hormozgan province of southern part of the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said the attack on a girls' school will not go unanswered. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al-Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al-Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al-Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and the U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. UAE has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Following the attacks, Dubai Airport has suspended all flight operations until further notice. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called tonight in New York to review West Asia situation. The meeting was requested by Bahrain, Colombia, China, Russia and France. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Meanwhile, India has issued advisories for its nationals residing in West Asian countries, asking them to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care and remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation in the region. Air India and IndiGo have also suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technology State-of-the-Art Semiconductor Assembly Test and Packaging Facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the inauguration of the facility marks the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first Made in India semiconductor memory module from Sanand facility. The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to the semiconductor sector, noting that so far 10 projects have been approved under the Semicon India program. Air India has cancelled 28 international flights scheduled for tomorrow due to the ongoing situation in the Middle East and the closure of several airspaces. The affected flights include services from Delhi and Mumbai to London Heathrow, Amritsar to London Gatwick, and Delhi and Mumbai to New York. Other cancellations include Mumbai-Newark, Delhi-Chicago, Delhi-Toronto, Delhi-Frankfurt, Mumbai-Frankfurt and Delhi-Paris. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan beat Sri Lanka by 5 runs in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palikkilit tonight. Put into bat first, Pakistan posted 212 runs, losing 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka managed to score 207 for 6 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.